The British government has announced the devaluation of the pound sterling by 14.3%. The government said Britain has already made arrangements for further credit with a number of overseas central banks and the International Monetary Fund for resources totaling $3,000 billion. The announcement also said that corporate taxes on company profits would be raised to 42.5%. The purchase regulations on the sale of cars in Britain are also being tightened, with the down payment being raised and the repayment time shortened. All banks and stock exchanges in Britain will be closed Monday by royal proclamation. The devaluation reduces a pound's equivalent in dollars from $2.80 to $2.40. Michigan Governor George Romney has followed up his announcement to seek the GOP presidential nomination with a vow that he would work to achieve a just peace in Vietnam. In New York City, Governor Rockefeller said that he was throwing his wholehearted support behind Romney. However, in New Jersey, Republican Senator Clifford Case, avoiding a commitment, said, "Romney certainly is one of those entitled to our fullest consideration." In another political note involving the 1968 race, Senator Robert Kennedy said today that it would be a healthy influence in the Democratic Party if Democratic Senator Eugene McCarthy of Minnesota enters the New Hampshire presidential primary. Several persons were injured this afternoon when thousands of Ukrainian demonstrators clashed with police outside the Soviet mission to the United Nations on East 67th Street. Police were forced to use clubs to move the demonstrators away from the mission after they broke through barricades. The Ukrainians are demonstrating against the 50th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution and the Soviet control of the Ukraine. An Air Force plane with one engine burning and its landing gear jammed is circling over Illinois. There is an unconfirmed report that the plane may be carrying North Dakota's Governor William Guy. Ground crews at Chanute Air Force Base are preparing to foam down a runway to allow the plane to make an emergency landing. The WNBC temperature is 44 degrees and it's cloudy. The humidity, 70%. The barometer is rising. The winds are southwest at 8 miles an hour. Showers ending by this evening. Variable cloudiness, windy and cold tonight and Sunday. Lowest tonight in the low to mid-30s, highest tomorrow near 40. Fair and cold Sunday night and Monday. Repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 44 degrees. And that's the news and the weather to this moment. Next news from the WNBC newsroom at 6 o'clock with Lou Wood. Bulletins are broadcast at once. This is Radcliffe Hall.
With more of Monitor 67. Later in this half hour, we'll hear from Mel Allen with his live roundup of the latest sports results, including college football scores. Right now, let's hear some reminiscent music from the Peter DeAngelis Singers. Once. Thank you. on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want to know how to spark a dull evening? Tonight, why not take in a good gas station? Hop over to Citgo, have a few gallons, enjoy yourself, kick a few tires. You see, at Citgo, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made Citgo a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary gas station. Tonight, take in a Citgo station.
You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Next, Monitor's Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Coming up shortly, a live, in-person discussion of the devaluation of the English pound and what that means between Lou Wood here in Radio Central and Irving R. Levine in London. Brought to you by Time, the weekly news magazine. The more you need to know, the more you need Time.
Leonardo da Vinci said, "Iron rusts from disuse, stagnant water loses its purity, and in cold weather becomes frozen. Even so does inaction sap the vigors of the mind." No doubt Leonardo would heartily have approved of Time, the weekly news magazine, for no publication activates the mind in so many ways as Time. From its inception, Time's editorial standard has been not how much it could get between its covers, but how much it could get off its pages into the minds of its readers. Information, insight, and ideas about politics, about religion, about education, science, business, the arts. Time covers every area of interest to intelligent people in a clear, concise, lively style that engages its readers and starts them thinking. And today, those alert, responsive readers number some 20 million around the globe. Every week around the world, Time alone delivers a coherent report of news indispensable to a modern, informed society.
Now, here in Radio Central, Lou Wood, NBC News.
The British government today announced devaluation of the pound sterling, dropping its value from $2.80 American money to $2.40 on the international market. It also announced other drastic measures to bolster the economy of Britain. NBC News correspondent Irving R. Levine is standing by in London to explain this to us. Irving, just what exactly was the purpose of the devaluation?
Well, the basic purpose is to end Britain's problem, namely that it spends more than it earns. The purpose is to make the products that Britain exports cheaper in the hope that Britain can sell more of these products. And on the other hand, to make the products that Britain imports more costly in order to discourage British people from purchasing imported products.
Prime Minister Wilson's government announced some other rather stringent measures affecting the economy. What were they?
Well, the measures include an increase in the bank interest rate from 6.5% to 8%. This would discourage borrowing and would encourage savings. There are new restrictions on borrowing money for installment payments on automobile purchases. And there are large cuts in the defense budget.
The new moves today certainly affect the average Briton in ways that may be hard for we Americans to understand. Just what does it mean to the average man in the street there in England?
Well, it means more austerity. Britain, of course, is a nation which must import a good many of the products that are used. And as a result of the pound being worth less, the products which are imported that Britain must buy will cost more. There will be fewer luxuries. Certainly there will be a restriction on wage increases of any sort. And the sum total will be more austerity for the average Briton.
Thank you for helping us understand a rather complicated issue. Irving R. Levine in London. This is Lou Wood, NBC News in New York.
Thank you, Lou. Here's a bulletin. A crippled Air National Guard C-54 transport carrying the governor of North Dakota and his wife was diverted from two cities to Chanute Air Force Base and has landed safely. The plane circled for half an hour over the Peoria, Illinois airport while Illinois Air National Guard fighter planes hovered nearby and pilots inspected the damage to the stricken craft. When the pilots made their reports, it was decided to divert the craft to Chanute. There are no reported injuries. Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. This report has been brought to you also by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, makes stereo console phonographs so elegant they all have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association. But some people can't remember their name. Well, just tie a string around your finger, and when people ask you, what's that string around your finger for, you can say, I forget.
VM, the voice of music, has everything the same. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, Demita Joe, with more Monitor Music. This one is from the soon-to-open musical How Now, Dow Jones. Walk Away.
Walk away. Walk away. Can't you tell that it's really blowing? Now you turn voice and you run your excuses. Walk away, walk away. It's a great little dream you were growing, but the dreams of the night and of the distance divide.
Monitor, there'll be an interview with Art Linklater. Some gems of wit, wisdom, and weather forecasting from the old Farmer's Almanac. A discussion of modern pop music with singer John Davidson. Some funny moments with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. Plus, comedian Fanny Flagg. And you'll meet a real live millionaireess in the person of Marjorie Hurst, who parlayed a borrowed $200 into a multi-million dollar fortune. All this, plus listenable music and regulars Mel Allen, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and space expert Peter Hackus. So be sure to listen later today on the Monitor Beacon.
Here's Jill Hayworth for Royal Crown Cola.
Escape, come over to Royal Crown Cola. It's a match. Mad, Mad Cola. RC, the one with the mad, mad taste.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67, 11 and a half minutes before the hour. Ahead, Mel Allen with sports news and all the latest scores. First, the senior Sinatra, with a bit of civic description that never came from the Chamber of Commerce. This town.
This town. Is a lonely town. Not the only town.
One moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer is back in action with the finest Mercurys ever built.
Mercury, the fine car touch.
The fine car touch is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got a selection of brand new 68 models you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Park Lanes, Monterey's, Cougars, and an all-new low-price luxury line called Mercury Montego. 33 models, all built with the fine car touch. By the makers of Lincoln Continental. Your Mercury dealer is ready to talk business. And if you were smart enough to wait for a Mercury, now's the time to collect your reward. See your Mercury dealer today. You'll be glad you didn't settle for second best.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Let's look at the Monitor College football scoreboard. Yale won the Ivy League championship, its first in 7 years, as they trounced Princeton 29-7, sparked by their great quarterback, Brian Dowling, who passed for 2 touchdowns and scored twice himself. In fact, he caught a 60-yard touchdown pass from halfback Calvin Hill on a surprise play to start the scoring in the opening period. Broke a 7-7 tie with a 47-yard touchdown pass to end Bruce Weinstein later in the period. Swept in from 3 yards out after a blocked punt before the half. And then hit Hill on an 11-yard TD pass early in the final quarter after Yale recovered Princeton's 4th fumble of the game. Now taking a look at the top 10 according to the latest Associated Press poll and what has happened to them. UCLA, as we speak to you, trails 4th-ranked USC 14-7 at the half. 2nd-rated Tennessee ripped Mississippi 20-7, virtually sewed up the Southeastern Conference title and, of course, a bowl bid. Number 3, Purdue downed Michigan State 21-7 as their sensational Leroy Keyes, the national scoring leader, passed for 1 touchdown, caught another, picked up 193 yards and 24 carries, has a Big Ten season record of 15 touchdowns. Purdue remains unbeaten in conference play, has earned at least a tie for the title, went to the Rose Bowl last year under Big Ten rules, cannot this year. Indiana, who had hoped to go, ranked 5th, upset and crushed by Minnesota, 33-7, knocking the Hoosiers from the unbeaten and untied ranks, leaving Wyoming as the only major school in that position. Next week, Indiana plays Purdue, and Minnesota takes on Wisconsin in that Big Ten race. Purdue is 6-0, and Indiana and Minnesota are 5-1. 6th-rated Wyoming plays the University of Texas at El Paso tonight. The unbeaten line on the line. Number 7-rated Oklahoma nipped Kansas 14-10. 8th-placed Oregon State trails Oregon 3-0 at the end of the quarter. 9th-ranked Notre Dame smashed Georgia Tech 36-3. And 10th-rated North Carolina State, defeated last week by Penn State, their first loss of the season, were upset again today by Clemson 14-6. State could have clinched the Atlantic Coast title by winning, gained some solace in the fact that Gerald Warren set an NCAA record by booting his 17th field goal of the season. One better than the mark set by Princeton's Charlie Gogolak 3 years ago. Clemson is now assured of a share of the conference title, which will be decided next week when Clemson plays South Carolina. Elsewhere, Penn 26, Columbia 6. Williams beat Amherst 14-10. Holy Cross 21, Rutgers 10. Harvard 21, Brown 6. Cornell upset Dartmouth 24-21. Ohio State beat Iowa 21-10. And Ed, here's one for you. You went to Boston College, your daughter attends Syracuse, and today they played. Syracuse, 32-20. Oh. Man, we have some family squabbles tonight.
Oh, that hurts.
Penn State, 35, Ohio University, 14. Massachusetts, 14, New Hampshire, 13. Alabama beat South Carolina, 17-0. Florida, 28, Kentucky, 12. North Carolina upset Duke, 20-9. Georgia beat Auburn 17-0. Navy and Vanderbilt played a 35-35 tie. It was Michigan 27, Wisconsin 14, Colorado 40, Kansas State 6, Oklahoma State 28, Iowa State 14, Missouri defeated Nebraska 10-7, Illinois 27, Northwestern 21, Texas A&M 18, Rice 3, TCU 24, Texas 17. And that, Ed, is the latest sports news.
33-20.
Sorry about that.
Here's this word from Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-priced racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-priced Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Mel Allen's live sports roundup is heard every weekend of the year on Monitor.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101. It's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Listening to Monitor 67, the sound of the current weekend scene. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up.
Now, if you're going to marry my son, there is one thing you have to know.
Oh?
Well, Charles is a fanatic about his vermouth. Only one will do. Stock extra dry vermouth. He insists you always mix with it, and he enjoys stock alone on the rocks. Charles says the vermouth that can make it alone is bound to make the best mixer. So, please repeat after me. Only stock vermouth will do for Charles.
Only stock vermouth will do for Charles.
So rewarding when mixed. So refreshing alone.
So rewarding when mixed. So refreshing alone.
Do you understand?
I will love, cherish, and obey Charles and serve him only stock vermouth.
My dear, you do admirably.
Make it with the one vermouth that can make it alone. Stock imported vermouth, sweet or dry. Shenley Imports Company, New York.
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right after the news here on WNBC, New York.